was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand.
Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. An update coming to you from the Bundy trial from End Times Report.
In testimony today, defendant Ammon Bundy told the court that as he exited his vehicle after being stopped by FBI agents accompanied by a group of Oregon State Police, that he saw that there were, quote, men in the trees and everywhere else. He said, "I believed my life was in extreme danger if I moved in any way. I didn't even reach to pick up my hat in the seat next to me because I was afraid I'd get shot." At this point, Ammon was not yet aware that, in fact, his brother Ryan had been shot. Ammon testified that he was ordered to get out with his hands up, to get down on his knees, and to crawl backwards toward the officers. He was then handcuffed and made to sit on the ground for a long time. As night began to fall, he was put into the back of a van. Inside the van were Shauna Cox and 18-year-old Victoria Sharp, two of the occupants in the truck belonging to Lavoy Finicum, the rancher who was murdered further down the road at an ambush set up by the FBI and OSP officers. Ammon testified that both of the women were in tears as they told him that Lavoy had been killed. At the mention of Lavoy's murder, Assistant U.S. Attorney Ethan Knight objected, and as has been typical, the prosecution's objection was quickly sustained by U.S. District Judge Anna J. Brown. The judge again instructed Ammon's lawyer, Marcus Mumford, not to ask any questions related to Lavoy's shooting. The prosecution considers it crucial that testimony about the death of Lavoy Finicum be kept out of the trial, a position that has received vociferous support by the judge. Lavoy's widow, Jeanette Finicum, is expected to be called to the witness stand on Thursday, but Judge Brown has made it clear to the defense that she is not to mention anything related to her husband's death or about the lawsuit that Mrs. Finicum intends to bring against the government for her husband's wrongful death. Ammon also gave testimony today about his work with the community to teach them about land rights. The defense played videos of some of Ammon's training sessions and prayer meetings. In one of the videos, Ammon was heard talking about the difficulty of finding justice in the federal court system. He said, "The plaintiff is the federal government. The judge is the federal government. And the jury is not somebody of your peers. They choose whoever they want." Defense Attorney Mumford also showed the jury videos and photos right of Ammon visiting with Rand.
You can pause there. I want to make a comment. Very important regarding the judge's decision to withhold information regarding the Lavoie-Finicum shooting with the jury. You see, my father was a judge and an attorney, and I grew up doing my homework in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grades and on in a law library of law firm. And I have to tell you that this judge, in this case, regardless of whatever anyone thinks about the Bundys or the Hammonds or this case, the federal government from minute one was involved. Their involvement in the interactions with those at the Harney County Resource Center, otherwise known as the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, is absolutely relevant. Their state of mind, their methodology, their mindset, their interaction, every single aspect of what went on from start to finish is absolutely relevant. And there is only one reason why they would not want that jury to hear the testimony regarding the Lavoie-Finicum murder. That reason is that it is indisputable by anyone with any kind of intelligence whatsoever that Lavoie-Finicum was set up, boxed out, instigated into running a roadblock that he never would have run. An officer jumped out in front of him to make that appearance. Another officer shot him with a rubber bullet to get him to reach. And when he grasped at the sting that hit him was the justification that they used to gun him down in cold blood. How that could not be relevant in this case defies logic. It defies reason. It defies everything that is good. Now, I titled this episode tonight that I not only knew him, but I was with Lavoie the day before he was killed. I had a lot of pressure on me from all over the place trying to push me out. And that is because to a few people, I was open about a few of the reasons I was there. One reason was to cover it on behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network and the Resurrect the Republic radio show as a journalist. The other reason is because I believe, and it's my right to believe, that the federal government is operating outside of their lawful jurisdiction, and I brought documents from the government's archives to prove my point. The third reason is that I am a historian, and I also investigated and researched at lengths COINTELPRO and psychological operations. The man who spent many of his years of training instilling in me certain knowledge was originally 101st Air. He was 101st Airborne. He was a Green Beret, and he was part of a psycho operations detachment. He taught me what PSYOPs were all about. And the third reason that I was there was to try as best as I could to identify if there were factions involved that were not genuine to the cause by which they were there. We are now finding out that there were absolutely psychological operations being employed, and that government informants were not only there, not only committing the same alleged crimes that the government states were committed, but were on the government's payroll directly and feeding them information while they were doing it. That makes the government complicit in the same crime that they're alleging was committed. It nullifies their case, even if they had one. That being said, the resistance, as soon as I let certain individuals know, one of the people on my radar was Mr. McConnell. I did not trust him, and I thought that he was trying to push himself in far too hard. That was the interpretation by some about me, only because I was on the heels of a few jackals. Now, I had made some mistakes. I had thought, trying to be careful and analyzing everyone and everyone individually, I had suspicions about some who turned out to be very absolutely honorable. However, as I said, through process of elimination, that is the necessary operation. That is the modus operandi of an investigator. And that's what I was there to do. To the wife of Lavoie Finicum, Jeanette, I have to say, ma'am, you had one of the finest husbands and one of the finest men that I have ever known and have ever had the pleasure of knowing. He was an honorable man, and I can promise all of you that conversations that I had with Lavoie prior to his death, he had absolutely no intention of triggering or provoking in any way an incursion with the federal government. He was a Christian, and he believed in his faith that if he stood by his faith and he stood upon those grounds, the example that he set by doing so, he had hoped to win some of those same agents that sought his death over to a better side. That being said, I want to continue on with, and I will be covering and sharing with you in the future, all of the content from End Times Report. They are, in my opinion, one of the most credible, valid reports out there. Can you continue to roll that clip?
Defense Attorney Mumford also showed the jury videos and photos of Ammon visiting with ranchers from the community. Ammon described the atmosphere at the refuge and the ease with which everyone traveled freely in and out of the compound and around the community itself. Ammon told the court that he knew that he expected the refuge to be unoccupied when he arrived on Saturday, January 2nd, the day after New Year's. He said that he had hoped the occupation would gain the attention of the national media as the group sorted through property records and worked to restore properties back to the rightful owners from whom the government had gained possession. He expressed his belief that, if anything, the occupiers might face eviction. But if that happened, he had planned to challenge the government for control of the land in federal court. When Ammon testified that the government used unnecessary force against the group, the prosecution objected and the judge sustained the objection. When asked about his thoughts on the right to bear arms, Ammon said that he believed in the right, but that he personally didn't make it a practice to carry a gun on him. He said that his father, rancher Cliven Bundy, never had guns around the house when Ammon and his siblings were growing up. Attorney Marcus Mumford questioned his client about his problems following the 2014 incident between federal agents and his family in Nevada, when the agents began seizing the family's cattle. Ammon testified that since 2014, he has flown approximately 40 times, and each time he has been taken aside and strip-searched. Ammon said that he came to learn that the federal government had added him to a terrorist watch list. But with an ever-growing shadow of federal power spreading over the land and the lives of American citizens all across the country, one must begin to wonder which party is engaging in acts of terrorism, those who protest government abuses, or those who kill the protesters as they stand in the snow with their hands in the air. For ongoing coverage of the Oregon standoff trial, subscribe to the End Times News Report at www.youtube.com/prepare333. For the End Times News Report, this has been Jake Morfonios.
And I very much respect the coverage of Jake. He has been probably one of the more credible, most credible voices out there. I'm joined tonight by John O. Mesmer, my co-hosts. And
how am I doing?
Tonight I've been with a pretty heavy heart thinking over those events.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure LaVoy is up in heaven watching everything and listening to everything that you're doing. And I think that he appreciates that, you know, that you're approaching the story with and recounting the history with honor. And I'm sure his family appreciates that very much as well. Because I know I, for one, followed that, you know, hour by hour, day by day as it went along. So, and an interesting point about how unjust the actual shooting situation was. Governor Kate Brown sponsored a piece of legislation that ended up getting passed, and she signed stating that all law enforcement officers had to, by law, have body cameras on them for body imaging. And so we know that there were state police on the scene. Well, those images and those videos that is supposed to be publicly available, and they have yet to release those as far as I know. And those, and we know why, because those videos are going to show that he was shot by that rubber bullet and he was in a reflex reaction to that. And, you know, just as you stated, that's exactly why they're justifying they shot him, because, you know, they thought he was reaching for a gun.
But yeah, we saw the one agent pop out and take a shot and then dance away real quick, because, you know, the fact of the matter is that while many of the law enforcement officers that were involved in this operation, I don't hold them all personally responsible, because I believe, as many of these other situations are in government, that things and agendas are compartmentalized and highly controlled to a high degree. I don't think that the Oregon State Police, I really don't believe in my heart that the Oregon State Police had any clue what the FBI, HRT, whatever team that it was that was there, was going to do what they were doing. And as all of you are going to hear, psychological operations were not only confirmed as going on the ground, but an FBI, the FBI used a former Swiss soldier as an informant, and he was paid. And you all are going to hear about that, those of you who are unfamiliar, in the following clip. And if all of you will be kind enough to be patient enough, I would like your calls tonight. I would like your comments tonight. I do want to share with you, however, the evidence that the FBI absolutely was complicit in crimes that they allege were committed, which makes them an accessory for the crimes that they are alleging were committed. Can you roll, please, clip two?
Defense lawyers rested in the Oregon standoff case Monday after they called a witness who confirmed he was an informant for the FBI and acknowledged that he infiltrated the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge and supervised the shooting range for several days. Writing for the Oregonian, Maxine Bernstein says that the man who occupiers initially knew only by his alias John Killman was revealed to be Fabio Minoggio, a Las Vegas resident subpoenaed by the defense to testify after prosecutors declined to confirm if he was a government informant. Prosecutors followed with a quick rebuttal case, calling four witnesses to counter various points made in the defense case. And so ended the evidence phase of the federal conspiracy trial of refuge takeover leader Ammon Bundy and six others after 5 weeks of testimony. U.S. District Judge Anna J. Brown will give jury instructions Tuesday morning with closing arguments to follow. The defendants are accused of conspiring to impede employees of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Bureau of Land Management from carrying out their official work through intimidation, threat, or force. Four of the seven are charged with possessing a firearm in a federal facility, and two are accused of theft of government property. Minocchio, the defense's last witness, wore black-rimmed glasses resting on the bridge of his nose and was dressed in a blue polo shirt and rust-colored cargo pants. He testified that he was at the refuge from January 23rd through January 26th and that the FBI reimbursed him for his expenses. Asked if he received any other payments from the government for his information, Minocchio said, "No, it was freely given. I wasn't enticed or anything." Minocchio said his truck did break down at one point and he bought a ballistics vest because he thought he was going to be in harm's way. "I was fully aware of what I was doing," he added. While at the refuge, Minocchio said he was asked to oversee the shooting range, which earlier testimony revealed was by the refuge boat launch. He said he provided training on firearm safety and proficient use of firearms to the occupiers. Minocchio was one of 15 confidential informants who fed the FBI information about the occupiers, testimony showed. Nine of the 15 were at the refuge for various lengths of time between January 4th and January 26th, according to a statement that Assistant U.S. Attorney Craig Gabriel read to jurors. Those nine included the three who have been identified at trial: Minocchio, defense witness Terry Linnell of California, and Mark McConnell, who was the driver of the Jeep that Ammon Bundy was riding in when he was arrested on January 26th. None of the other unidentified six informants were at the refuge beyond January 23rd, Gabriel told jurors. Kilman, defense lawyer Tiffany Harris pointed out in a written legal brief, was a participant in the firearms and military-style maneuvers training during the occupation and helped train one of the defendants, Jeff Banta, in hand-to-hand combat techniques. He spoke with a French or South African accent to people at the refuge, and his Facebook profile included a majority of friends who occupied the refuge, according to defense lawyers. Defense investigators learned Minocchio was born in Switzerland and had served in the Swiss Army for 20 years. He was trained in psyops, weaponry, and martial arts, according to Harris's legal brief. "We're dealing here with a situation of a confidential informant who is participating in the commission of the alleged offense," defense lawyer Marcus Mumford said in court. Earlier Monday, prosecutors had refused to confirm if the man who went by Mr. Kilman was working for the government. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Barrow said prosecutors are not obligated to disclose any information identifying informants. If a person takes the witness stand and isn't truthful about their role, then the government would be responsible to come forward and correct any misinformation, he said. Harris, who is a standby counsel to defendant Shauna Cox, said Kilman had been adamant that he was not an FBI informant. Yet unredacted records that defense lawyers had from the government on the 15 confidential sources provided supporting material to suggest that he was acting in that capacity. They believe he was classified as the FBI's confidential source number two. Brown called the matter a very unique scenario. She ruled that she wouldn't order the government to identify any of its 15 confidential sources, but if a witness testifies in a way that the government knows is false, then we have a different story. Defense lawyer Matthew Schindler, who represents defendant Kenneth Medenbach, argued that the defense team had the right to know who the, quote, mystery people were who brought the 22 long guns and 12 handguns to the refuge that prosecutors had FBI agents parade before jurors. Schindler pointed out that the prosecutors and the FBI did not identify who brought most of the guns. After the defense rested, prosecutors called four witnesses to testify. FBI agent Ben Jones was called to answer rancher Dwayne Schrock's testimony that Jones had intimidated him when Jones showed up at his ranch on September 21st after Schrock was listed as a potential defense witness. Jones said he did show up unannounced to Schrock's ranch outside Crane on September 21st at the request of Prosecutor Gabriel. During direct examination, Jones said he pressed Schrock about what guns he saw on the refuge and was surprised that Schrock hadn't seen more during his trips to the refuge. Schrock then told the agent that he saw a man walk into a meeting he was having with Ammon Bundy holding a long gun, Jones said. The agent approached the rancher as Schrock was seated on a tractor, he said. During cross-examination by defendant Ryan Bundy and defense lawyer Marcus Mumford, Jones acknowledged that he was armed and accompanied by another agent when he visited with Schrock. Bundy asked if the agent considered it intimidating to show up as a government agent armed to interview a defense witness. "Yes, that's something I think about," said Jones. "I try to be friendly and professional." Harney County Sheriff's Sergeant Lucas McLean was called back to the stand and testified, contrary to defendants' accounts, that he never was at the Ye Old Castle restaurant in Burns on January 2nd when Ammon Bundy announced his plans to occupy the refuge before a march and rally in support of Harney County ranchers Dwight Hammond Jr. and Stephen Hammond. McLean said he was riding with a partner as ordered for officer safety that day, sitting in his patrol car on Oregon 205 at Greenhouse Lane. Harney County Commissioner Steve Grasty testified for the government that he had asked Ammon Bundy to leave town during a town hall meeting on January 19th in the Burns High School gym. "I told Mr. Bundy he had been there long enough and it was time for him to go home," Grasty said. Grasty also explained why he didn't allow the Committee of Safety, a group of local residents who formed at Ammon Bundy's urging, to meet in the county fairgrounds as members had requested. Grasty said the decision was made because of the ongoing occupation and the lack of formal application and fees paid for the use of the county facility. He also said it was because there were crimes being committed at the refuge, but his statement was stricken from the record. Lastly, refuge manager Chad Carges was called back to the stand by prosecutors. He testified that no refuge contractors were working or present at the refuge during the course of the 41-day occupation. Defense witnesses said that a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service maintenance man was seen on the property. Carges also noted that his dark brown official government jacket with the Fish and Wildlife Service logo on it was missing from the refuge when he returned to the property with FBI agents in mid-February. In other developments Monday, the judge limited the government's proposed rebuttal case. Prosecutors weren't allowed to call a government lawyer to discuss the court orders that were in place regarding Cliven Bundy's cattle that led to the standoff with protesters in April 2014 outside his ranch.
We will be back after a few words from our sponsors on Resurrect the Republic. RTR Truth Media on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Stay tuned.
Is for you and me. Welcome to the face.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Folks, we have some callers on the line. Callers, I thank you for calling. Bubba Scout in Colorado.
I'm here.
There you are.
Bubba Scout Rep. We're a fixture in Google, and we're still on the front lines of war and terror here. And I just talked to General Dunford's office today. I hope people were phoning him. I don't know if you did. We gave you the real number, 24/7. Did you get to phone him?
Of course I did.
What did they tell you?
Well, they gave me the standard rigmarole. Thank you for your call, and we appreciate the information, and yada, 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 yada. But that's kind of how it went.
Didn't they want to ask where you got the phone number of the Joint Chiefs? They don't give it out at Department of Defense. Didn't they want to ask you that?
No, they didn't ask me, and I think I know why they didn't ask me. Because that we are a broadcast network, I don't think that they were very surprised that we had their number.
Yeah, it's all over the Internet. We give it out. This is one of those things. When you give out that number and you phone there, you better have official business of the United States of America. We do. We're federal witnesses against these punks in Colorado, and we want to apply this. Yesterday, 10th anniversary, President Bush 43 signed U.S. Public Law 109-364. We put it on the Internet. We said, look, this is 10th anniversary. We're going to be the first ones to use it because you don't want them on the side of your local punks. And this governor...
No, I appreciate it. I get that. I appreciate that. But also, I call General Dunford's office with respect. You know, I try and believe in my heart that these men are operating in our best interest to some extent, but I have to ask myself, kind of like the definition of insanity, you know, you just doing the same thing over and 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 over again, expecting a different result, kind of discourages me a little bit, but I hope that they're listening. But aside from that...
You mentioned Bubba Scout Rev, right?
What's that?
You did mention Bubba Scout Rev.
Well, dude, I would not call them after you asked me to call them without mentioning such.
Thank you. That's what counts, because we're rattling the whole Pentagon. Let's talk off Secretary of Defense. They're recording everything. USDIA is recording everything. And I told you, this is a national emergency. But not just that. Mr. Wannabe Leader of the Free World, he just said it today. The election's rigged. It's on the Internet. I don't even have TV. He tells you what's going on. The election's rigged. Look, it don't matter who wins anyway, but the real story is...
Yeah, not really.
He's running, and he's telling the public the election's rigged. It's not even like he says, people who are dead are voting. It's not even that. They hit a button, the machine shows the total they want. That's it. That's how it's done at the local level. So they say, how could it be done? It's done at the local level, exactly how it's done. And they know how to do this. And he says, well, they're going to win Colorado. He was in Colorado Springs today. Well, I called Northern Command this morning. They didn't hang up. Somebody got to them and said, you don't hang up on Witnesses for America. Old Mel answered at the PAO because of us, they discontinued the direct line into General Robinson's office because of Bubba Scout Rep, because we're demanding action. And this is a law. It's like 10 years old now. We're the first ones to use it. And what we're telling you, when you just, I heard the beginning of your program, there was a horror story,
yep.
Mr. Patriot, a hero of America, something, got murdered. And you didn't like it. And it's inside what they call the Guinea world. We call it Muji Haji, government intruder, no intelligence. Once it's in there, you can forget about it. Anything locked in Guinea world, it's over. No matter what you do, you can't bring it. This audio tape where we're confessing to a terrorist, which never took place, a conversation. They knew about it, USDIA, how they did it. You could look it up. It's a website, Covert-Systems, Paradise Valley, Arizona. They sell this stuff to feds. You can't even ask about it without getting a visit from Homeland Security. But it's on the Internet, and they show the bugging.
Yeah, I'd like to put out an invitation to Homeland Security anytime they want to come talk to me. I'd be more than happy to share all sorts of information with them, and the only thing that I'm going to require in return is a response as to what in the hell in Sam Hill they think they're doing.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell you. They don't have to. It's the law. It's the Patriot Act.
Well, no, they don't have to tell you anything, but then again, at the same, that's one of those prequel quos there. You don't have to also volunteer or give them any information either, except to say to them the truth. I always give them the truth, and I hope that they allow it to sink in and absorb it. That's the only thing that we can ask them to do, is to let the truth set them own selves free. But, you know, they're hard-headed.
I brought that up just to show the devices they use to capture our voices, it's on that website, covert-systems.com, Ross and Associates, and they sell only to feds, but the local punks get to use it. They don't need a warrant. And it's these black robe people, when you're in their venue, you say, hey, I never had this conversation. Forget it. You're out of order. And then the next thing, you're in contempt. You can't bring it up. If you seal a record in the United States in this, this is Soviet Colorado. They say you got pay money, you seal the record of a false arrest. The assholes, the punks just rip into it. And you bring it back to the same black robe moron Guinea who signed the order. Say, hey, they ripped into your seal. They'll tell you you're out of order. I'm telling you, it's all rigged.
Well, it all depends on how you present yourself or re-present yourself, actually.
Me and Bubba went in on a phony traffic stop, and Mr. Black...
Again, you have to consent. First of all, you have to give your consent. A lot of people that have been around this network know pretty well many Supreme Court cases, and will go by their own rules and codes and communist policies. Even by their own rules, they are out of line, and we remind them often. So what do you have? You have anything in closing? We got to get on with callers, and we have a lot of content.
Federal agent from CENTCOM called about that. He put them in the at the FBI in Denver. They frupped out. We're telling you, this is all military. That's why when you called General Dunford and mentioned this Bubba Scout Rev, it's covered by law, it's paid for by the taxpayers, it's a given victory. That's what you want. Look, we believe people serve honorably their country and whatever. They got our 201.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the problem is they let the enemy take over from within. The enemy took over. So you can't brag about I served America and then the enemy took over. That's no good.
Hey, remember when you were in school, that old game?
That's where we come in.
Remember that old game when you were in school, capture the flag?
We don't do that.
They done captured it.
Yes, but this ain't hilarious to us because we almost got murdered in their little game. And the thing is,
brother, you listen to who you're talking to, man. I was surrounded by federal snipers, so I can laugh about it.
No one's going to shoot at you.
I don't know. It's already happened to a bunch of us, so I would beg to differ with you.
Wait, what state are you in?
I'm in a state of reality, and I don't.
Inside the United States, what do they call your state?
Well, the state that I'm in is a republic in and of itself with its own constitution, and I don't.
We say we're from North America. That's what we say, North America. That's how we look at it.
North America is a designation of a region. And,
we like that.
Well, I know you may like that. I'm not so crazy about it because the republic that I live in is in the republic for which it stands, and it is not. It is only one of 50 that are in a federalized union. The union itself, I'm beginning to question, because the union, just like the European Union, which you just saw somebody certainly exit from, I'm beginning to question whether we not should all exit from the said union, because federalism in and of itself is something that one of my favorite founding fathers stood against, which was Patrick Henry. And he said, and I will quote him directly, I smell a rat.
We're for the federal government. All three of us are supported by them, and we're for them and the use of military force. That's why they like, they don't follow our orders, but that's why they put up with us. They don't like us. They know what we're doing.
Well, they need our money, too.
Huh?
They need our
money. You're paying for it. And you should make us do our job because we have a program. Most of it's classified. It's threat removal, urban environment, guaranteed victory. Right. That's what we don't talk about it to the enemy. They'll find out when everything they got won't work for them. They're going to be surrounded. We want to do this, so you got to put our name out every day. You call that General Dunn.
I will continue to do so. So, Bubba
Thank
Scout
you.
Reb.
Tell all your buddies, Bubba Scout Reb, it's not our war plan, it's the U.S.
Army. No, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate it very much. I really do. appreciate your call. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I respect you for everything that you've done. You know that you have my heart. You know that you have my support. Anytime you call in here, I always am welcoming your call and welcoming your information. So I hope that you know that we here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we do want to try and give you an absolute opportunity to voice your concerns to the public, because I tell you, how many other networks and how many other radio stations do so?
I'm still trying to...
Yeah, so we got Jason in Boston. Jason in Boston on line three. Jason, you're on.
Hey, guys, you're my new favorite show. Congratulations.
Well, I know. I thank you, sir. That's an honor, and I appreciate it.
It's like sitting at a bar and talking with really informed people. And, you know, I'm 32 years old, and the people I do best with in terms of real information are Vietnam vets and people over the age of, like, 40, 50. It's crazy. So I'm calling in as the unofficial representative of the Basket of Deplorables YouTube channel.
Oh, that's the Basket of Deplorables, dude. I like him, man. Basket of Deplorables.
No, I know you guys love me.
The basket of deplorables on YouTube, correct?
That's it. And our new motto is, we love bacon. So just send that out there, and it's fun, and it's kidding, and it's great, but we love bacon. So now let's get down to business.
All right.
I have been watching mainstream media for 8 years once I woke up when I was 24, and I started waking up, and I see what's going on right now. And you guys see what's going on right now. Trump is ahead by 20 points in real online polls. How the hell are they and I have to deal with, because I'm on Facebook, unfortunately, how the hell are they convincing people that he's losing? What is this?
I can answer that. You want me to answer that as shortly as I can?
I'd love your opinion, and I'd love to comment on it, because it's
right.
I
hope you're ready for my opinion. In 1868, 11 states' delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment at gunpoint. Many states who you have been told who have ratified that amendment have absolutely not. We have this direct state, the evidence from the states, including my original home state, the Republic of New Jersey, who John P. Stockton stood on the House floor and stated very clearly that the integrity of the United States Senate had been molested. I will go jump forward again, one that I like people to urge, and I urge you all to go to RTRTruthMedia.com. That is RTRTruthMedia.com. And look at the House resolution to rescind the 14th Amendment that Oregon put out. Oregon, that is the state of Oregon, who was not a southern state, who was not under Reconstruction, was placed under this unlawful jurisdiction. And I try and broadcast, and I try and tell people, and I think the importance of works like our research body of work on resurrectedrepublic.com, as well as the Red Amendment, which purports that, and I agree with, that the 14th Amendment was the amendment that installed communism in the United States and overrode the republic form of government with a communist form of government. And it did so covertly and behind the scenes that we now have essentially an executive power that operates in a capacity that was never intended by the founding fathers. It was never intended by the original founders of this republic, of which I live in, or the federal combined union under the republic form of government. So you have to understand that we are dealing with essentially, in law, a de facto government. Andrew Johnson, President of the United States, said if this was allowed to continue, it would make the law itself unlawful. And in another veto address, he also said it would create...
That's why they tried to kill him.
And absolutely. And then they tried to impeach him, and their impeachment process did not win. They did not oust him. He was standing on solid ground. He knew the ground that he was standing upon, and he was correct. And many, many people over the course of the years, many people have come forward with information on this, and we have just been absolutely assaulted by liberal, progressive college professors and law school professors that teach these newest batch of lawyers one after the other, that it was passed by lawful process, which it absolutely was not. In one state alone, two of its representatives were kidnapped and forcibly met to sit in quorum to try and meet the requisite number for their quorum to be met. Kidnapped.
Over and over and over and over again. And when you said that, it brings me to another point, or not another point, but to add to your point, it really pains me to see that generation after generation after generation in this great United States of America, and I'm the hothead that calls in, and I'm usually really high energy, and I'm like, rah, rah, rah. I won't do that tonight. I want to be very calm and make measured statements, and then as much time as you guys will allow me, I would like to get your opinion because I value your opinion greatly.
Well, I appreciate that. There's only one other piece of information I want to give you, my deplorable friend, okay?
deplorable friend,
that the campaign of Donald Trump, the campaign of Donald J. Trump has been the only representative body of any running or sitting politician who has actually reached out to us for copies of our research on this information. So I have to I've kind of told people about this, but people have only heard it in passing, and I don't think that they've computed this into their brains. But it was his campaign. Two weeks before.
Okay.
Trump came.
Hold on now. I will.
2 weeks before Trump came out on his stand on anchor babies and birthright citizenship and all of that business, 2 weeks prior to that, we were reached out to by members of his campaign who asked us for our research. 2 weeks later, he came out with his statement that basically has the same position that we do upon that jurisdiction and that citizenship, that it did not support the way it was being enforced by the federal government now, and that he took it by good researchers, and he has good lawyers, and he has good legal researchers, and I think that was his comment, that have informed him that the proof can be made. Now, that was 2 weeks after they reached out for our research on the 14th Amendment. So I have to say that out of all of the politicians in the past, that has been the one action. Now, I'm not going to allow that to blow enough wind up my skirt to make me happy completely, because I want to hold their feet to the fire. That is what we do, because we are the government. You and I are the government. They are only our representatives. And that is something that people have a hard time grasping the concept of. But I have to say that his campaign was more interested in our research than any other politician, political body, or body politic in the past.
I have never seen and again, I'm 32 years old, I have never seen a political candidate. I voted for Obama when I was, 26, back in 2008. I'm very ashamed
of that. I won't hold
it
against you now, because at least you've woken up.
I was right within the process of waking up when I said, hey, how'd that third building fall in 9/11 like that? That's kind of weird. And then That's And that's where I started, right?
Yeah.
So I was 26 years old. I was in my first apartment. I was, you know, this and that, whatever. That doesn't really matter for our purposes right now. But what does matter is that after that, I have the kind of career where I'm in production, where I'm, this call is not about me. It's about your listening audience, and it's about you people out there. It's about all of your listeners who, anyone who listens to RBN already probably knows what I know, but if you don't know what I know, you better listen right now, and you better listen to Dr. Deagle and what really happened from 3 to 6 and to John Statton and to this show. You better listen to this stuff, because if you want to get real truth, and Genesis was great. I used to listen to Deagle over there. I followed him here, but I'm digressing. I'll stay on as long as you guys let me stay on. If you want to make any final, if you want to allow me to make any final points, but I am so sick and tired of the manufactured ignorance of the general public, because human beings are not stupid by nature. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows that.
No, it's taken a long time to dumb us down to the extent that we've been dumbed down as a people. And
is this,
know,
Chris?
Going over what Tom was going over early, you know, to start the show with the LaVoy Finicum situation, and just the corruption. Our constitutional republic only lasted, what, about 70, 80 years, really? And
just about.
Before it was starting to, yeah. And so they've had a long, long time to dial in this matrix that they've pulled over us. And it's going to take, if somebody like Trump was, you know, is elected, and they could have the presidency for two terms for 8 years, and starting on day one, they work toward getting us out from underneath this matrix and removing all the government services, corporations, and just all the fraud. It would take at least 8 years of just working our butts off with a friendly administration that was, you know, making the path easy and grease the skids for us. It would take at least 8 years just to unwind this unbelievably tangled web. And that wouldn't completely unwind it. I'm just saying, you know, identify all parts and of the machine that need to be addressed, and start shutting things down and reconstituting things.
Hey, guys, before, and thank you very much, sir, and I'll call again, before I get fully cut off, may I drop the name of the YouTube channel again?
Go quickly, we're going to break.
Basket of Deplorables and Bacon is Love. Basket of Deplorables YouTube channel and Bacon is Love. Come check us out, you'll love us, and I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right, God bless you. This is Tom Lacoubera-Stewart with John O. Mesmer, and we will be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.